is a free resource that I use all the time, and it is easy and free. Just three easy steps will have you reading God's incredible promises for you. Number one, go to BibleGateway.com. Number two, choose your favorite version of the Bible. I usually choose the NIV. Number three, type in a word like peace or joy or love and hit enter. Then you can enjoy reading about what God says about your chosen word. Now, none of us fully understand all the verses in the Bible, but I promise you that God's word provides more peace and joy and comfort in times of trouble than any other resource. So, click away and be safe.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to WOW Super Fast Internet, $34.99 per month, and add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at WOWWay.com.
Wow. A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Bernie Sanders ends his run for the White House in his message to supporters, asking them to
please stay in this fight with me. Let us go forward together. The struggle continues.
While this likely clears the way for former Vice President Joe Biden to nab the Democratic presidential nomination, the Vermont senator promising the push for progressive policies will go on. And Dr. Anthony Fauci giving Fox News some possibly optimistic news about the fight against the coronavirus.
Although there's been an increase in deaths this week, he's seen glimmers of hope in looking at the data with the stabilization of new coronavirus cases in New York State.
We should start to see the beginning of a turnaround.
Fauci said if Americans continue to practice social distancing, it will limit the number of new cases and ultimately decrease the number of deaths.
Dr. John Decker, America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We'll be radar watching later on today and tonight for maybe a few stronger storms in the area. It'll be a warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. And again, some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts and maybe some hail. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, I think high temperatures will be at least in the low 80s. There could be some isolated showers around as a front moves through the area. That front delivers much cooler air. Friday's high around 70, I think, to dry day. I think much of Saturday is dry with a high in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours Saturday night, and some of the storms on Easter Sunday could be severe. We're watching that storm system very carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Selma police arrest a Prattville man for impersonating a police officer. Police say 26-year-old Sean Payton Land is also charged with robbery and criminal mischief. Police say Land is in the Dallas County Jail on $36,000 bond. Alabama nursing homes are facing issues with coronavirus testing delays and getting needed supplies. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties now have at least one coronavirus case. And the Montgomery County EMA is doing its part to get needed supplies to medical workers. The EMA has given more than 70,000 masks to medical officials and first responders. EMA Director Christina Thornton says they've also given out 200 face shields and 13,000 pairs of gloves. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
AM 560. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional or Max Life motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99. Plus, get a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
This is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcast. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's see, where's the stock market now? Stock market now is up 542 points. Of course, we did that yesterday, so what happened. Temperature outside is a muggy 79 degrees. Man, we got a lot going on here.
We do.
Eating-wise, news-wise, Bernie Sanders has formally dropped out. Oh, did that make you sad, Joey?
No.
Absolutely not. He looked like he had been quarantined about a week too long. Did you see him?
I didn't see him.
Oh, no. Man, he did a Skype thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I was looking at him going like, Bernie, you don't look so good, buddy. You need to get out in the sunshine more. I mean, I don't know if he kind of messed his hair up before he did it like Boris Johnson does, but he just didn't look good.
Well, and age is not really just a number. If you look at old clips of Bernie, like even when he was in his, say, 30s or 40s, he's been perpetually an old man since his 30s. Like, he's just had that look about
him. Yeah, he has. He definitely has a curmudgeon look out there. Okay, wow, I've got some great news on Sweet Creek Farm Market, by the way. First of all, the strawberries from Clanton are in. So you can go down right now and get killer strawberries from Clanton, fresh picked today, arrived today. And let me tell you something. I would like to know what you guys are doing for Easter, by the way. I'll pass on some things that I know some other people are doing, but strawberries for dessert on Easter are spectacular. They also have $25 Boston Butts. 35 of them just came off the grill like 45 minutes ago. I talked to Reed about 11:30. And so that's $25. He said it's the biggest Boston Butts he's seen so far. Now, with those big butts I've seen down there before, and the Boston ones are bad.
Yeah, there you go.
They got to be huge. I'll give you a concept. On the one that I got, I fed four families and got at least four sandwiches, large sandwiches, out of each one. That is a lot of barbecue. And, I mean, there were large, at least four. Some got even more than that. But also he's got the rack of ribs, two for $25. But then here's another one, the chicken halves. You haven't had the chicken halves.
No, I don't think I have.
You want to split one tonight?
Sure.
Two for $10. One half for you, one half for me.
$5 I
take
have?
It, wow. $5 I have? That's take it steal. Home, eat it, nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
We got to have them there right after the show. So strawberries, Boston Butts, ribs, chicken halves. They have 35 of the Boston Butts coming off right now. You can go down and get them. If you're going to do a future order, because you've got another 60 you're going to cook later on today, you've got to call 280-FARM, 280-FARM, and put your order in. Ribs, two slabs for $25. That is a bargain. They're normally $18 each. That's 36 down to 25. The cheapest I've seen them is $15 each. This comes out at $12.50 each. And as anyone will tell you that's eaten ribs from Sweet Creek Farm Market, they're fall off the bone delicious. Okay, so we have all that taken care of. Man, everybody killed it on hamburger night. They sold out faster than they've ever sold out because of the pre-orders. Smart guys. Audience out there, you did it. Don't forget they've got the prime rib. You can do it for two or for four for Friday night. I've had it. It is absolutely killer. Absolutely killer. So you need to take advantage of that. So what are you guys doing for Easter? How are you going to handle Easter this year? I'll tell you a couple of things I know some people are doing. is that they're going to still bring family over and do the Easter lunch, traditional Easter lunch. I know one family who's one of our church families, and they are going to actually do a church service out of the Book of Common Prayer for Easter with the readings and everything. So everybody's going to have a role to play in this thing. They're going to get wine, they're going to get bread, they're going to do the Eucharist, they're going to do the whole thing, and then afterwards they're going to have lunch. And I think that's a pretty cool thing to do. So what are you guys going to be doing for Easter? I was talking to somebody last night, and we were kind of talking about Easter. This is going to be a really unusual Easter, that one time when I was in Washington, D.C., this guy I knew from Church of the Apostles told me about something he did for sunrise service. And I'd done sunrise services, love sunrise services. So we went out to Dulles Airport and got in his private airplane, which was a Skyhawk 172 Cessna with the parasol wing, the wing above the cockpit. And we flew around at sunrise and watched the different churches have sunrise service at their churches. It was so cool to watch. And watch these people from about 3,000 feet and doing their church services. And there were hundreds. We were shocked at how many there were. And there was one that was doing at the football stadium in Alexandria, where the Alexandria High School, where the Titans, We Are the Titans, that stadium. And they were doing a sunrise service and went by there. That was pretty cool. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Keith. Keith, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. The other day, you had thrown a pitch up there about Chris's hot dogs. Remember?
About what?
About Chris's hot dogs.
Oh, yes.
Did you read the article the next day where they were closing the place up on the end of this month? They're closing their doors.
You were kidding me. I did not say that.
Now, Theo said that their business has dropped off so bad that they're one each down in the alley and everything that they just can't stay open no more. That's a sad day.
That is a very sad day. That's a 100-plus-year-old business.
The picture had the entire family standing out there from all the generations that are still around. Standing out there with the picture. But pretty sad.
So you read that in the newspaper? What day was that?
I want to say it was the day after you had mentioned them, so it was right first of the month.
Man, so they're going to be open until the end of the month?
Yeah, they're going to close their doors at the end of the month if they can hang in there that long, but that's their plan.
Well, folks, let me tell you something. If you haven't had one, you need to go down and have a Chris's hot dogs. I do it with sauerkraut, pickles, a little bit of onions, and chili.
All the way.
Absolutely. There you go. That's the best thing.
Let me get on this week quick, if I may, please.
Absolutely, Keith. Give me your month and day of birth.
12/3
for Keith.
Keith, you're in, buddy.
Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you for passing that sad news on to us.
It is sad news. Good place. Good food.
Absolutely. Good people. Very
and
good people.
And cold beer.
Yeah.
Very cold beer.
I wonder what he's going to do with all that beer.
Joey? Probably drinking it.
There you go. Joey and I were up for the duty.
Yeah, sure.
We can do that.
I'm not doing this out of my own interest, though. I'll sacrifice.
No, you.
I'll go enjoy one with y'all.
There you go, Keith. I appreciate you, buddy.
Thank y'all.
We're going to go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show right after this.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace & Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Chrissy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
.272-9228 is where we are. Okay, so Keith is in trouble. Keith, bad boy, that was an April Fool's rumor that was passed along. When I read the thing of what it said 92 years. After 92 years of closing, I would have known right off the bat that that was wrong because it's over 100 years.
Yeah, we had 5 people just call us off air during the break saying that was an April Fool's joke, not true.
Okay, folks, so thanks for telling us, Keith. You're in the doghouse, buddy. Time out for you.
And you're still in Sweet Creek, though.
You sure?
You know, it's easy to be pranked. In these times, you never know.
Well, but the difficulty is, I pride myself on knowing what I'm talking about. I wish other people would have that same...
Depends on the subject for me.
I'll take 50... Sex for $50. Oh, man. So, Keith, you're in the doghouse, buddy, in the doghouse. You have to call and apologize. Okay, let's see. Okay, by the way, and I would love to hear what you guys are going to do for Easter, how you handle Easter without church. I kind of noticed something all of a sudden. Dr. Emmanuel Rahm's brother, he started waxing on about we're going to need to keep everything closed down for at least 18 months. And then I hear Democrats talking about we can't get the economy back started so fast. We can't mess up. If we don't do this right, we're not going to have another chance at it. They literally said that. And I think what they're doing out here, particularly Dr. Emmanuel, I think what they're doing is they're trying to go, you know what we need to do? This needs to be going on all the way through the election. We need to have mail-in elections. We need to fight for that. Morning Joe spent 15 minutes this morning talking about Wisconsin and how crazy the Republicans were for challenging the governor for not postponing the election. And I can just sense where they're going with this thing. What they want to do is they're going to blame Trump for this. He's the guy. They're going to put it right at his feet. They're going to try to. They're not going to be able to succeed on it. They're going to say the economy, he knew about it way in advance, didn't do anything. That's why the economy is falling. It's all Trump's fault. What has Trump done wrong today? Was what has Trump done wrong in the year 2020? And that's where they're going with this. I can just sense it when I hear a whole bunch of Democrats kind of talking the same tone about things. I know we're on to something. But they're going to try to use this to get their stuff done. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is touting socialized medicine for COVID-19. This is kind of short. It's got a brute ending here. Listen in.
That COVID-19 is unloading on the U.S. healthcare system could test its limits. But tonight, some on the left say that socialized medicine is the answer.
Our public health system should be free at the point of service for every single person in this country. There are folks that are saying, oh, you'll get paid sick leave if it's COVID-19 related, as we're seeing with Amazon. They'll take your fever. If you don't have a test, then you will not be paid, you will not receive paid sick leave. We should have universal systems where every person can see the doctor free of charge when they need to see it so that they can get the care that they need. That is what it means to live in an advanced and modern and humane society.
How about that? Dr. AOC, Dr. AOC.
Yeah, I start off
code blue.
I start off the show today. It's funny how this virus, I think, in the outbreak will change certain things in our society. But it's funny to me that, like, Democrats are taking away from this. Well, we need to do the things we've always wanted to do. Libertarians are taking away. We need to do the things we always wanted to do. Republicans are taking away. Isn't the president great? And it's kind of like we're back where we were in terms of the politics. And I can definitely see what the Democrats are doing there. It makes me nervous.
Makes me damn nervous.
Crisis politics.
Crisis politics, exactly. And that, let me tell you something. I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. You want to lose liberty, lose it when something like this happens. And you're going to lose your liberties because you're gladly, for security, you're going to give away your liberties that are there. And it's not the way to do it. And they'll take it from you. You look at what the mayor did. You look at some of this other stuff. It is crazy. And now, you remember how the virus isn't Republican, the virus isn't Democrat, the virus isn't no state boundaries, the virus, you know, just is the virus.
Hmm.
Well, now the virus is preying on African Americans and socially, economically deprived people. And this has been an argument that has happened time and time and time and time again. Here's some things you need to know why. Number one, people who do not have a lot of money live in very tight, confined areas. Normally, multiple people in one small apartment or household. They do that because they're having children and they keep them where they live. The other thing is they are terrible at getting, particularly male, are terrible at getting their health care taken care of. They only go to the doctor once it's an absolute emergency, or they go to the emergency room when they need a doctor, one of those two things. They also have enormous amount of underlying problems, hypertension, diabetes, obesity. In that population, particularly when you go over to Wilcox County or Dallas County, you're off the charts when it gets down to obesity. Bad diets, no exercise, living a stressful life. It's not because they're black. It's because of a group of people not taking care of themselves, and they're more subject to the disease. The problem is they've tried to educate populations to what you need to do. They just don't listen. They make doctor's appointments for them, and they don't keep them. They will not sit in a waiting room to go keep a doctor's appointment. They would rather get an ambulance, have them take them there to the emergency room, and go straight in and be seen. So particularly Medicaid patients are the absolute worst. But that's the next thing that's coming. Trump got a little piece of that yesterday. I thought he handled it nicely, but
Yeah, him and Fauci addressed it at the conference.
If they do this, they need to have one of these God-honest truth moments that are there. My brother used to talk about this all the time. Going to be back right after this break.
Mm-hmm.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Bernie Sanders ends his run for the White House in his message to supporters, asking them to
please stay in this fight with me. Let us go forward together. The struggle continues.
While this likely clears the way for former Vice President Joe Biden to nab the Democratic presidential nomination, the Vermont senator promising the push for progressive policies will go on. And Dr. Anthony Fauci giving Fox News some possibly optimistic news about the fight against the coronavirus.
Although there's been an increase in deaths this week, he's seen glimmers of hope in looking at the data with the stabilization of new coronavirus cases in New York State.
We should start to see the beginning of a turnaround.
Fauci said if Americans continue to practice social distancing, it will limit the number of new cases and ultimately decrease the number of deaths.
Dr. John Decker, America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We'll be radar watching later on today and tonight for maybe a few stronger storms in the area. It'll be a warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. And again, some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts and maybe some hail. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, I think high temperatures will be at least in the low 80s. There could be some isolated showers around as a front moves through the area. That front delivers much cooler air. Friday's high around 70, I think, to dry day. I think much of Saturday is dry with a high in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours Saturday night, and some of the storms on Easter Sunday could be severe. We're watching that storm system very carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are, where we are. Excuse me, on a Wednesday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim.
Good afternoon.
Jim, how in the world are you?
I'm doing well. I heard you doing your little promo there at the beginning for Sweet Creek. I meant to call you back the other day. I tell you, I went down and got the rest of my stuff, and I got the two slabs and the half chicken.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize those ribs they're selling are baby back ribs, which are the best ribs you can get. I mean, old meat salesman, and those baby back ribs, man, they come off the those come off the pork loin. And they're a whole lot better than your spare rib meat comes off the belly.
Yeah.
But, man, those things were, woo.
Isn't it amazing how tender it is? And
I had
a guest over, and they picked one up, and it broke, and she goes, I'm sorry. Yeah. I went, no, that's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean, they're great. And those little bones, I got them all. I bagged up all the bones, and I'm giving them to my little weenie dog. He loves those things. They don't hurt the dog. They're real soft. He can just sit there and gnaw on those things and chew them up.
Good.
But anyways, that half chicken, man, woo.
Yeah, we're going down there this afternoon and get that.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's really good. It's got a great flavor to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I've been eating good the last couple of weeks. And so,
thanks to the Dan Moore Show, right?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I got to meet Reed, too, this time, and Karen. So he's a nice guy.
He's a great guy.
Dan, I knew this was going to come out. The coronavirus is racist.
Yep.
I'm surprised the Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't file a suit against somebody for creating this virus that's racist.
Well, what's even worse than that, Jim, is that what's going to turn out to be is Donald Trump is racist because the coronavirus is hurting the poor worse than anybody else.
Yeah, you knew it was coming. I mean, it's so absurd. And the national media is just making complete fools out of themselves. Can you imagine? What about when Barack Obama was president? Was he racist? When the virus back then was killing a lot of people of color?
12,500 of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But, you know, then they're going to come up with something. And when this thing starts turning around for the good and things are going good, they're going to dig up some more stuff, and it's never going to end. I've just come to that conclusion.
They do not want it to end. I'm convinced of that now.
Yes. Well, after I read that little talk there by Rahm's brother there, Zeke Emanuel telling, well, we need 18 more months of lockdown. Yeah, that'll about do it. That'll just completely destroy our whole country.
Yeah, we'll be under complete government control then.
Yeah. So, yeah, those people, Dan, the real wackos, are willing to sacrifice the lives of anybody to achieve their goals.
It's all about power. It is all about power.
Yeah. And now that Bernie's thrown in the red towel, since he's a commie. He's doing the red towel. Yeah.
Did you see the video of him?
Yeah.
He didn't look too good. The first thing I looked at, I said, man, Bernie, you need to get outside more.
Yeah, he looked a little thinner, too. He just didn't look good.
Yeah.
And he's probably scared to death.
Yeah, you know, his age and his health history, he should be scared to death.
So it's going to be interesting now that Joe has basically got it. What are they going to do? I mean, they're stuck. Something's got to happen, Dan, or he's the opponent. I mean, what are they going to do?
There's not much they can do. Now, what can happen is you could have, and I understand there's a real tug of war on this among Democrats nationally and in states. Some of the states are saying what we need to do is put undecided, undeclared delegates on there on the ballot, so you can vote undeclared, and you could actually win some of those.
And what would happen to those? Would those delegates be up for grabs in the convention?
Yeah, they'd be undeclared, and so they wouldn't have anybody that they could do in the first ballot. Now, the National Party is saying, well, that is not within our party rules. And the states, some states are saying, well, doesn't matter what your National Party rules, we can change our party rules to do that.
Well, nothing would surprise me at all. I mean, you know, when things are really difficult and when difficulties come in your life, and you can tell what people are really like by the way they react. And so everybody's seeing these left wingers for what they really are.
Yeah, let me tell you something. A couple of things that just noteworthy here. Number one, can you pop me up a little bit, please? Number one is that the enthusiasm level for Biden is tiny. He basically has only 15% of the people that are going to vote for him are enthusiastically voting for him. 15% of the Bernie Sanders people are not going to support Joe Biden, have said flatly they're not going to support them. 40% of them say that they're not sure. So that leaves, you know, a 35% number that are Bernie people will vote for Biden. Biden has got some real problems. How does he campaign in his living room over Skype? It ain't going to work out too well.
No, I mean, he's bad enough when he's live in person trying to read off the teleprompter in front of a crowd. He's, and boy, when he's sitting in there, he just, you know, and people just don't want to hear, listen to that. You know, the platform is just terrible. Who wants to listen to somebody who's talking out of their basement?
Well, let's do that. Do this. Think about what was the most exciting rally you ever saw Joe Biden speak at. I cannot think. Somebody asked that question. I cannot think of one single speech he gave, with the exception of his victory speech in South Carolina. That was about as close as you got to it. When Claiborne was standing there, that's as close as I can get to thinking of an exciting speech that he gave. If he didn't have a convention with 10,000 amped up people out there, I don't know how he gives an exciting speech.
The one that sticks in my mind, Dan, to answer your question, is when he introduced Barack Obama, the next president of the United States, Barack America. I remember that one.
That was pretty good.
Was it the South Carolina speech where he grabbed his wife and called him his sister? Is that the one? Wasn't that the one? That wasn't South Carolina.
That was some
oh, okay. But, you know, Dan, he as the months go by, and if he really does have some kind of early onset dementia or something, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, he needs some mental stimulation, I can tell you that.
Yeah, he needs some kind of stimulation. I don't think there's anything in the Trump stimulus pack.
Watch it.
But anyways, he's the bad part is with all this other stuff going on, he's not even an afterthought for a lot of people right now, so.
Well,
bad news for
Democrats. Have you seen his ad talking about how he would handle the coronavirus? And the problem I have with it is it's not believable. Mm. And if you do an ad that you're stating something you're going to do and somebody doesn't believe you, that's where your problem is.
Yep. Well, I hope everybody else is doing well out there. And
what are you going to do for Easter?
Well, I guess it's going to be our family doing our Easter thing, you know, doing a dinner and stuff at our house. And my granddaughter's living with us, so we can have a little Easter egg hunt for her. And
so you're going to have a family gathering for Easter then?
Right, right.
Yeah, I think that seems to be where most people are going. Yeah. And let me tell you something, this is not directly for you, Jim, but you guess you could do it. But Sweet Creek Farm Market in that Boston butt. Go with your family, go do a picnic and things like that. I mean, use this time to really do some fun, unusual things or make it feel like a picnic at home. Jim, thanks for the telephone call. I've got a roll.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Thank you. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Got a question.
Hopefully I'll have an answer.
I'm hearing people saying that they're filing for unemployment and they're getting their unemployment plus a $600.
That's
Did they
correct.
Actually pass that?
That is correct.
Okay. How is that working with self-employed people?
You can get it also.
Okay. Is the $600 for everybody?
$600 for everybody that makes under $75,000 a year.
Okay. Have you heard anything on the $10,000 relief loan?
I have. What do you want to know about it?
Well, I didn't know. Nobody I know has received any, so I didn't know if they even released it yet.
They have released it. I do not know anybody. There's nobody within my group that applied for it that's gotten any money yet. And if you're self-employed, you can't apply until April the 10th. Or if you're a contract employer.
Right, okay. Even though we've already applied.
No, are you talking about the loan or are you talking about unemployment?
No, the loan.
What loan did you apply for as a contract employee?
The disaster relief. The one where they loan you up to $10,000, and then they may give you an SBA loan later or not.
Okay, the one where you had a loss of business, the 7A loan? Not the paycheck protection one?
No.
Okay, yeah. That one you can do immediately, the loss of business.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was wondering.
You got it?
Thank you.
See you, John. Let me go to a break. East coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
By the way, folks, since Friday's going to be Good Friday, we'll be doing our Good Friday last hour, 2 to 3. We'll have Father Andrew Rao in tomorrow, 2 to 3, for Monday, Thursday, and Passover. We're going to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket between the hours of 1 and 2. We'll do it at 1:30 to 1:45. So, duly note that. East, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Listen, I wanted to keep a promise to Reed Ingram and call in and let you know how great those Boston butts were.
Man, we had a great time, and we were able to share some with some family, and we still have a little bit left in the refrigerator, man.
Isn't it amazing how much you get from that?
Oh, it is. It's incredible. And the I don't know what it is.
If it's a sauce or what it's cooked in, it's an apple cider vinegar. Oh, man. It's so good. I'm hungry now, and I can't eat any.
Go home and get some.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to do that tonight, man. I mean, that's just the way it is. But, wow, what a great – and listen, I got to thank you. I went in. They were sold out. I said, bump that. I'm gonna come back Saturday. And I went out there Saturday, got in, got out, no problem at all.
Well, just to let you know, they've got the chicken halves on sale, 2 for $10. They got the Boston butts back on sale for $25, and the ribs, 2 for $25. But they've got strawberries, and so take advantage of that, my friend.
Dan, my little bride, is a strawberry lover, and I'm going to have to do that, and I'm going to have to try the chicken. Thank you so much for telling us about that. Oh, and I got me some cookies that were as big as a hubcap.
There you go. I've heard that before. You know, you realize you have coined that phrase.
Absolutely.
When I'm down there, if there's a listener down there and they've got a cookie, that's the first thing they say to me. See, it is as big as a hubcap.
It really is. It really is. Dan, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. You have a great day. La, la, la. Okay. China and the mainstream media. Let me tell you this China thing. We talked to Jeff Sessions yesterday about this. I'm amazed at how much discussion there is all over the place about China and WHO. Let's listen in.
The states have had trouble with getting accurate death counts, particularly because of lack of testing.
You say death counts. I think they're pretty accurate on the death count. Somebody dies, I think the states have been pretty accurate. I do say this. I think if you look at China and if you look at some of these very large countries, when you talk about cases, number of cases, I would be willing to bet they have more cases than we do, but they don't do the testing like we do.
Well, and of course, when China says, we didn't have any new deaths or infections today, can we trust that? We can't trust the COVID data coming out of China. They lied about it in the first place. We know the communist country has been suppressing journalists trying to cover the outbreak, and they've been kicking them out of the country. But that hasn't stopped NBC from echoing the official talking points from Beijing. Today, the network tweeted, U.S. reports 1,264 coronavirus deaths in over 24 hours. Meanwhile, in China, where the pandemic broke out, not a single new coronavirus death was reported. Joining me now is Stephen Mosier. Steve, a very kind of crass way of saying this, I guess, or a brutal way of saying it, but why are so many in the media, especially NBC in this instance, so in the tank for China?
I don't know why anyone takes China's epidemic numbers seriously. The Chinese authorities have lied from the beginning of this outbreak. They don't just fudge the numbers. They make them up out of whole cloth. You know, in Wuhan, they tell us that from the beginning to the end of the epidemic in Wuhan, it's not over yet, by the way, that 2,535 people died. Well, I think the number is more like 50,000. And let me tell you how I get that number. I get that number because the crematoria ovens were going for 60 days, and we estimate they were disposing of about 1,000 corpses a day, that's 60,000 people. And then on March 23rd, after the 60-day crematoria frenzy, they began handing out funeral urns, 500 funeral urns a day to grieving relatives from 7 crematoria times 14 days. Again, that's about 50,000. So, you know, these aren't just, you don't just add a few 10 or 15 to the death toll. You actually add a couple of zeros to the death toll. I mean, we're talking about the same Communist Party that told us back in June 4th, 1989, that no one died in Tiananmen Square, when we later found out that about 10,000 right. people were sacrificed. The same Communist Party that told us that no one died after the Great Leap Forward famine, when in fact 42.5 million people died. So I don't know why anyone would take numbers out of China seriously. I mean, why would anyone try to make China look good in this way?
Well, if you're NBC, you do. Also, notice that the question was, aren't the deaths being underreported? And the premise here is that there are a whole bunch of people dead in their homes. And that's the media started doing that. Did it in a Morning Joe, kind of alluded to it today, did a little bit yesterday. I noticed the media, CNN's been doing this. Here's the thing. If you're right, you'll be proven right. Because all of a sudden, you smell the corpse that are there. But they'll be pulling tens of thousands of people out of houses. Isn't going to happen. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
I was discussing with Joey this morning how terribly off the mark and wrong these modelers have been with their predictions on the numbers of deaths. And I'm just wondering, you think these are the same people that are modeling climate change?
Probably so. And I said when the numbers came out, when they first came out with the model, They're overshooting the runway, and there's a reason they're doing it. Number one, they're trying to scare people and doing the right thing. Number two, if it's anything under 100,000, remember we talk about the under-over of 100,000. If it's under 100,000, say it's 40,000, Trump's going to be a huge winner. Now, they're not going to give him any credit for that. But,
of course not.
But they're going to, you know, they're oh, it's... It's Cuomo, and there's all these other people. It's not Trump. But I believe Trump is going to walk out of this thing a big hero, a big hero.
Well, I hope so. The thing that got my attention several days ago was this Washington State projection where they had Alabama as like the fourth state in the union with number of deaths. We were predicting 5,000. Before that, they had predicted 7. Now it's down to 900, and I believe in the next day or two, they're going to have it down to about 600 and end up with maybe 250.
I don't think we'll be up to 250.